We've all heard amazing stories about famous pigs, Babe, or Wilbur from Charlotte's Web. But listen to this story about this amazing pig. There was a man, and he was lost. And he looked around for directions, and he saw a farmer, and he saw the farmer tending to all the animals. He saw him tending to the cows, but his eyes went straight to the pig. He looked over and he said, "Mr. Farmer, sir, I've seen a lot in my life, and a lot of things pass by my desk in the city, and, sir, I have never seen such a sight as that pig you have right there. Can you tell me why that pig only has 3 legs?" "Well, yeah, I can. You see, that pig's a good friend of mine. We've been through a lot, me and that pig. One day I was out there swimming by the swimming hole, and I'm getting older in years, and I kind of forgot how to swim. I don't know how it happened. I started yelling, 'Help me, help me, I think I'm going to drown. Help me, help me.' And the only thing was around was that pig. And it didn't take but a second. That pig jumped right there in that swimming hole. He grabbed my arm and he swam me to shore. And then he went over and he gave me pig-to-farmer resuscitation. Right then and there, pig-to-farmer resuscitation. I would not be breathing here today if I did not have that pig to help me out. I'll tell you, land sakes, I love that pig. He's always been a good friend to me."
"Well, Mr. Farmer, sir, that is probably one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard in my life. But you see, sir, that doesn't tell me why that pig only has 3 legs.
"Well, let me tell you there, son. Why don't you sit down a bit here? You see, a lot of people heard about that amazing rescue. And, well, you know, I was driving down the road, and I was going to tell somebody that story, and we were on the highway, and I don't drive very well, and I had my pig over there on the side and passenger side. I put down the window halfway, you know, so he could stick his little piggy head out there. He likes to do that when the wind comes around. And I sat there, and I was driving, and I'm telling you now, as clear as it is daytime, I had a heart attack right there driving on the highway. My heart was a-thumping, and I lost complete control of the pickup. And I'm telling you, that didn't take but a moment. That pig, he came, and he grabbed that steering wheel. He pulled it over, and he gave my cell phone. My daughter just gave me one of these fancy gizmos, and he dialed 911. He called the operator, and he directed traffic. And he even insisted on riding in the ambulance in the back. And it was amazing. That pig is probably the best friend I got. He's a good pig, and he saved my life not once, but twice."
"Mr. Farmer, sir, that is more amazing than the last story that you told me. A matter of fact, I don't think anything could top that. But, sir, please, sir, that does not tell me why that pig only has 3 legs. Well, I love that pig, you know. He's a good friend of mine. I just love him. And, you know, we're a small town and we're not used to big things, but our story went around the world until it reached the White House with the president himself. He called me on the phone. Can you imagine me, a lowly farmer, getting a call from the president? You know those presidents, they'll do anything on election year. He was asking me to come down and give a speech right before he spoke. Now, I don't know if you know this, son, but I'm not a public speaker.
you know, I don't get those numbers and letters right all the time, and so I worked on that speech for about a month and a day, and I put all the speech on those note cards, and I numbered them as much as I could, and I flew all the way to Washington, one of those big old planes. And when I got there, they announced me, and it was a windy day. I'm telling you, as sure as I'm born today, the wind was a-blowing. And I got up there, my hair was a mess, and I got my speech cards, and I'll tell you right then and there, that speech just flew everywhere from the wind. I couldn't get number one card together with number seven. It was terrible. I was speaking before this large crowd, and that's when I brought the pig with me, and he jumped up there on that pedestal, and he must have heard that speech word for word, and he began to recite that speech. He knew every word, every word. He got a standing ovation. I think he's the only pig in the world to get a standing ovation. And he sat there and he was speaking, and the president's speech didn't even outweigh the pig speech. It was amazing. He ad-pigged it or ad-libbed it, I don't know which. And he went on and on and on, and you know what? They talked to me afterwards to see if that pig was running for any political office. Can you imagine that? I don't know what I'd do. He'd be a Democrat, a Republican, or a Piglican. I don't know. It was a crazy sight. I was up there, the wind a-blowing, and that pig giving that speech. I'll never forget it.
Mr. Farmer, sir, I take it back. That story outweighs any story I have ever heard. But please, for the life of me, that does not answer my question. Why does that pig only have three legs?
Well, son, let me tell you. Now sit down. Don't be in a hurry. Now, I love that pig. It's a good pig, and with a pig like that, you love it so much, you better remember this. Now listen, you can only eat him one leg at a time.